River Country 102.3 KCJC with a special guest in the studio. We welcome the Arkansas River Valley's very own American Ninja Warrior, Josh Cook. And Josh, congratulations, first of all. One of the top 18 this year.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, you finally got some FaceTime, well-deserved FaceTime, on American Ninja Warrior on Monday. It was nice to actually get a chance to see you because we all knew how good you were doing.
Right. It was nice to finally see myself.
Okay, let's recap your run in stage two. Now, stage one of Mount Midoriyama, we talked a little bit about last time, but it was tough. You were one of the only 18 guys to finish it. The stage two, this rope jungle was just brutal.
It was very tricky. You had to kind of map it out before you got on it. And even at that, when you take off, that your plan kind of goes away, and you just kind of do what's there.
And the next obstacle was
The double salmon ladder.
The double salmon ladder, which has been... The salmon ladder has been your nemesis.
It's been my nemesis. It's somewhat been in my head, but I think after last night, it really just got it out. I feel good on it now. It's no longer something that I'm worried about.
That's the Josh I've seen train. It is the Josh that just owned the salmon ladder on the stage two and smooth right through it. And I thought, oh, yeah, it's not in his head anymore.
Yeah.
And it had to feel good to get past that point.
Absolutely.
What was that? I'm sure that was a relief. Then you got to get focused on the next thing.
Next thing, the unstable bridges, which you're somewhat pumped for them. I felt pretty good. Honestly, when I got to the top of the salmon ladder, I knew that I was going to make it past those. I've done them so many times, it wasn't going to get me. I wasn't going to mess up on those. It's pretty simple, and I executed it properly.
And, you know, you get through that, and here's...
I get through those. I drop off. I'm feeling good. I'm like, okay, I just did that. I'm almost halfway through here. I do a few more things, and I'm done, and I look up, and... I didn't realize until that point that apparently I can't jump very well, because I knew when I looked at it, I was like, wow, that looks really far. And I was trying to figure out how am I going to get there? What am I going to do? And it took me a few seconds, and finally I just went, and I really didn't get a good jump at all off that.
And you said, I just don't have the ups.
I guess white ninjas can't jump.
But next year you'll be ready. You're doing jumping
Absolutely.
Drills.
I've already been training for that.
Oh man, the butterfly wall. So that's you go out on the butterfly wall. You finish overall. What was it? Like sixth or something like that. I don't know. It was
It was up there.
You were in the top 10. I would say.
I think I was.
So that's got to make you feel pretty good being the top 10.
Very. Yeah, it was nice. It was such an honor to place that high up.
I know you had the entire Arkansas River Valley was rooting for you. You know, you have lots and lots of fans that you've made this season. You made a lot last season.
Sure.
You made a lot more this season. You know, now you have, by the way, folks, fans of Josh Cook on American Ninja Warrior, you can get Josh Cook swag. We need to advertise that.
Yeah.
Where can they go? You've got a link, I think.
There's a link on my Facebook. It's, I think, cafepress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all of your favorite ninjas on there. You can get anything from T-shirts to ball caps to coffee mugs if you want.
You can be drinking out of Josh Cook.
You can have my face right on it.
Yeah, right there in the morning when you're drinking your coffee, Josh Cook. Now, Noah Kaufman, the ER doctor.
The ER doctor. He came up with a nice little Southern Fried Ninja.
So you're the Southern Fried Ninja to those guys. And those guys are the Wolf Pack. So you thinking about joining the Wolf Pack? Is that...
Well, they're friends of mine. We're all good friends, but yeah, I'm part of Team Arkansasuke. So
right,
with Sean and a few others. We have a few other people, like Chris O'Krulik.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris O, the beard.
Yep.
And tell you what, lots of great ninjas I think are going to come out of Arkansasuke and already have, but I think they're going to be more and more.
Sure,
I'm up getting, there in Fort Smith.
I'm getting hit up every day from new people. How do I get into this? What do I need to do? What days do you train? And so hopefully I'll be having me a little pack myself running around here.
There we go. And folks, if you're interested, contact Josh. He is on Facebook. And you're not only involved in Ninja Warrior on TV, but you have ninja activities that go on outside of that. You have competitions that you guys do around the country. You've been invited to a really big one coming up soon.
Yeah, we so the people you see on the show, most of them have gyms or, you know, work out at gyms, and they put on these competitions all around the country. In this October, I'm going to Boulder, Colorado to compete with the Wolf Pack. Brian Arnold, it's actually Brian Arnold's competition. He's putting it on. And there's 40 invites, so I'm really excited about that.
And so it's an honor to be one of the 40 guys invited.
Yep, absolutely.
Now you're top 10 American Ninja Warrior, top 40, and Brian Arnold. You know, you're making your name.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
Josh Cook, we're proud of you. I know that.
Thanks.
A lot of people have been talking about how proud they are. I hear kids talking about it all the time. I think you have. You know, you've sparked an interest in this activity that, you know, it's a healthy activity. It's
sure.
good for you. It builds muscles. It builds not only physical strength, but mental strength.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, you have to be mental strong to do this.
So, Moravsky versus Ellett Hall in the finals. I know you guys root for each other.
Sure, absolutely.
So who did you think was going to come out on top there? They're both so good.
Yeah, super good.
They have strengths, and
I'll be honest, Moravsky, I knew would probably do better simply because of his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He's very confident.
Yeah. He's not as confident as his brother, by the way.
cousin.
Okay, yeah.
But
the Adonis.
He's a really good guy. He's really confident. I knew he would do good. He's really strong, good athlete.
Yeah, the weatherman, Joe Moravsky, right, was the winner this year. And Ellett Hall got to the third stage as well and fell. But, I tell you what, those third stage obstacles are tough.
They are, especially for the parkour athletes, which mainly what Joe and Ellett are parkour. But for us climbers, it's like that's our dream come true.
Yeah, getting to the third stage.
We know if we got any body. Of us, the Wolf Pack, or any of us other climbers got to the third stage, the pressure would be off because we know we can do that. It's up to us more than it is to make a silly mistake.
Exactly. And I know that I was going to ask you because you got to that butterfly wall. And I was looking at the obstacles beyond that, and I said, I know Josh can get by, you know,
mm-hmm.
those obstacles, the chain swing thing.
The chain swing and then the wall lift, which is pretty simple.
Exactly. And then stage three, like you said, all upper body stuff that rock climbers and guys like you would do well on.
Yeah.
Now, man, is that something that motivates you further as you go into next year?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get there. It's going to happen. I'm pushing myself every day to make sure that happens.
Man, we would love to see it. I believe it, and I've told you before, I think you're going to be the first one to finish.
Thanks.
And that rope at the fourth stage, how tall is it?
They don't tell us. I'm thinking it's somewhere around 70 foot.
So what happens if you fall?
You're hooked up with a harness.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So they don't just let you free fall.
No, not quite.
But that's the only thing on that stage, right?
Yep. And you have a time limit. Again, they don't tell us the time unless someone makes it there.
Ah.
But you're going to have to be climbing pretty quick.
Do they not tell you the time? Because some of these guys were really taking their time on these stages on Mount Midoriyama, did they not tell you the time on those? Because some guys were taking too much time, and they kept saying they need a clock in their head.
Yeah.
Was there not a clock you could look at?
There is at the 30-second countdown, but it's actually on the side of the stage four climb. So it may not be visible at every location on the course. So you don't want to sit there and try and find it because, it, you know, 5 seconds. So you see Joe, he only beat it by a second and a half.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be looking around for time. You just want to do it and stay focused.
Well, Josh, the next show coming up for Ninja Warriors, the U.S. versus the world, right?
Right.
How would you like to represent the world,
U.S.
In that competition?
That would be the best thing ever.
What do you have to do to be able to do that?
You have to do good. You either have to have, you know, like Brian Arnold did the best last year, so he, you know, he's a top-notch pick for this, you know, or someone else could be if they've done good in the past. But basically, it doesn't matter how good you did this year per se. It's what, you know, who they think is the best, has the best opportunity for the team.
Yeah, and they want to beat the world. Obviously, they don't want Japan, or now they have the European All-Stars,
European,
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Definitely we want America to win that. So
absolutely.
I feel like you should be a part of that. But yep. You know, I'm not the one making decisions.
So maybe next year.
Maybe
next year I'll try a little harder.
Hopefully, no. You know, you get to the top of Mount Midoriyama and you're standing there. I don't think there's any way they keep you off if you're the first guy.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So, man, it's been a pleasure to watch you this year, Josh.
And, thanks.
I know you've made a lot of fans, like I said. And folks, be ready. Next year he'll be back.
Next year.
American Ninja Warrior Josh Cook on next River year. Country KCJC. Thank you.